swung on and nicked foul. Back to a slider, and he just rolls it up the third base side, 1-2. Clear blue skies overhead. 1-2 pitch. Strike three called with a fastball on the very upper edge of the very outside corner. Couldn't have dotted it out there any better. Brady Singer gets his fourth punch out. Here's Sal Frelick. Two out in the fourth. We'll pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, Josh Maurer at Kauffman Stadium, 2-1, the Royals in the fourth. Sal Frelick took a ball. And now the pitch, ground ball into right center field for a base hit by Frelick. There's the first runner since the first inning, thrown back in to hold him at first. It's a two-out single for Frelick. His bat has come to life a little bit on the trip as well, and that brings up Gary Sanchez. Sanchez grounded out to short his first time. Singer stretches and throws, and he misses a little bit low with ball one. Told you Joe Ross had never faced the Royals before today. Brady Singer had never faced the Brewers before today. A lot of unfamiliarity with the opposing pitcher in this one. 1-0 pitch. Off the plate away with a fastball. It's 2-0. This is the fifth year in the big leagues for Brady Singer. But, of course, up until last year, you didn't always play every team in the league. 2-0 is over the inside corner with a slider. I don't think that's where Singer meant to throw that pitch, but he caught the zone 2-1. Frelick with good speed at first. Pasquantino holds him on with two out. Stretching the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That was a good one. Sinker running in under the hands, and it's 2-2. Brewers got that run two batters into the game, and ever since, Brady has been very stingy, trying to finish the fourth. The 2-2 pitch, down and away, slider not close. Action pitch forthcoming here. 3-2 with two out, and Frelick will get a head start. Pasquantino still holding him on. Singer stretches, and the 3-2 is swung on and chopped foul very slowly over wide of the third base chalk. Oliver Dunn would be next. 2-1 Royals in the fourth. Singer another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul again. Got a piece of the sinker. Gary staying alive and battling. And Frelick getting a workout running back between first and second base. Infield plays Gary to pull. Singer set at the belt. 3-2 again. Swung on and grounded softly towards third. This will be a play for Garcia, who's got it on the run. Pumps and throws. Oh, he didn't get him. He took his time, did Michael Garcia. And that might be the only infield hit we'll see Gary Sanchez get all season. Brewers get runners to first and second with back-to-back hits. The Royals thought about a challenge of that call at first, but they will not. Michael Garcia just took too much time. How about that, Lane?
He double clutched it a little bit. After he got the ball out of the glove, he was getting ready to throw it, and I think he didn't have his feet exactly as he wanted them. So he pump faked and then threw, and it was too late at that point in time. And look, it extends the inning. It gives you a shot to get done to the plate here and see if he can come through with a clutch two-out hit. But it also just extends the outing on Singer a little bit, runs up that pitch count. He's at 71 pitches, and he's not through the fourth yet.
catcher Fermin goes out to visit with him before Oliver Dunn bats. 2-1 Royals, but Frelick and Sanchez back-to-back singles. They're on second and first, respectively. Dunn struck out his first time. Now the pitch. High and away, ball one. Oliver came in late in the game in each of the first two of the series. So he's 0 for 3 in the set. 1-0 pitch outside on a slider. Tried to come through that back door and missed. Brewers looking for a big two-out knock. Brady Singer sets at the belt. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a ground ball towards second base. Easy play for Adam Frazier, who scoops it up and throws out Dunn to retire the side. So the Brewers threaten, but strand a couple. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It remains 2-1 Royals on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Four, five, and six in the Royals order, coming up against Joe Ross in the home fourth. It's 2-1 Kansas City still. Each pitcher very stingy since that first inning when all the runs scored. Michael Massey, who leads off, drove in the go-ahead run with a sack fly. Left-handed batter leads off. And Ross throws. Pumps in a letter high strike. Safe driving tips come to you from Schneider's and their professional truck drivers. Today's always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Now the 0-1 to Massey. Swinging a ground ball softly hit foul up the first baseline. How close has this series been? Told you that each of the first two games were nip and tuck. Total runs 10-9. Royals have one more. 2-1 they lead today. Nobody's had a big lead in any point. Pitches up and away. 1-2 the count on Michael Massey. It's been a fun series.
Two somewhat similar teams in a lot of ways.
Yeah. 1-2 on Massey. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back. Got a curve and he hit it into the screen.
Both teams have some veterans mixed in with a lot of young players at their core. And I think both teams, from a position player standpoint, pretty athletic.
Very aggressive on the base paths. Starting pitching has been great for each side. Ross 1-2 again. Massey loops a foul into the seats third base side. Got the slider and spoiled it to stay alive, did Michael Massey. This is another good young player about which you speak. Illinois product. Currently on a 10-game hitting streak. Ross with another 1-2. Swung on and popped into play this time. On the right side of the infield, Bryce Terang retreating and shielding his eyes using the glove, and he makes the catch on the outfield grass. Ross wins that battle, and here comes Hunter Renfroe. I'm going to read this just the way it's written. The force is strong at Brewers Star Wars Night this Saturday, presented by 620 WTMJ. With a special ticket, you'll take home a Brewers reversible dark versus light side shirt. Brewers and Cardinals Saturday. Renfroe grounds at foul wide of third. Get your tickets at brewers.com/themenights. May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Right back at you.
0-1 to Hunter. There's a strike with a slider on the inside corner. Nothing in two. Drive Around the League is brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trust state contractors building Wisconsin together. Those Cardinals who are coming to American Family Field tomorrow, they're in a rain delay before they can start at Busch against the Mets today. And they've had a rough week. Here it comes, 0-2. Renfroe takes just outside on a slider. 2-1 Royals in the fourth, one out and no base runners. The Cardinals have lost the first two games of that series against the Mets. And they lost their leader, catcher Wilson Contreras, to a broken forearm. 1-2 pitch. Rolled foul wide of third by Renfroe. Wilson actually called for catcher's interference on the play that J.D. Martinez of the Mets swung and broke his arm. And boy, did that just look terribly painful. 1-2 again. Renfroe breaks his bat and grounds it to third. Play here for Dunn. Scoops it up. Oliver guns it across the infield, and it's in time. Renfroe lost a bat and goes to 0-2.
If you haven't seen that play, don't watch it. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, at least have the sound off. Yeah. When you hear the bat hitting the arm.
No, it's not good. You feel bad. It's unfortunate injury for sure.
They're saying 6 to 8 weeks that he'll be out. Here's Adam Frazier with two gone in the fourth in the pitch. Fly ball hit into right center. Blake Perkins takes a few steps to his left. Now coming on in, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Joe Ross, since the first two batters of the game got doubles, he has not permitted a hit since. We're headed to the fifth. It's still 2-1 Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fifth inning time. The Brewers still trailing 2-1, just as it was after the first inning. Back for the play-by-play. Here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Josh. Blake Perkins leads off against Singer. And a first pitch slider in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Singer at 75 pitches as he works here in the top of the fifth. Brewers with a little work to do, but they've been in this situation in each of the first two games of this series. A one. High fly ball out to center. Isbell retreating back onto the warning track at the wall. He makes the catch. A step in front of the wall for the first out. Perkins gave it a ride. Deepest part of the park. It's 410 to center. Here at Kauffman, that ball was hit about 409. One away, and here's Bryce Terang. Terang one for two, had the leadoff double in the top of the first inning. And Singer's slider missed low. It's 1-0. Really just, for the most part, been sinker-slider combo for Brady Singer over the course of this start. There's a slider that backed up in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Bryce Terang. Three hits in this series for Bryce. Five hits on the trip. 1-1. And that's a slider that missed inside. Two balls and one strike. Terang in the leadoff spot today. So far, so good. He's excelled anywhere the Brewers have put him this year. 2-1. Took a strike at the knees, and it's 2-2. That was the sinker. Time used by Terang as he steps out of the box and climbs back in there. Singer's 2-2 pitch missed inside, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Another three ball count. Brewers have been in a lot of those over the course of this game against Singer. That's why they've run up its pitch count. 3-2. And that missed low, and Terang works the walk. So speed on with one out here in one of the top base stealers in Major League Baseball, and Bryce Terang, ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And anytime you get somebody on in front of William Contreras, it's a good thing for the crew. Contreras had the RBI double back in the first. He's one for two. Singer spins, throws to first, and back in time is Terang. Body's starting to move a little bit in that Kansas City bullpen. The pitch. And Contreras chops it foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1 on William. Vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. Singer looks over his shoulder at Terang. A one. Swung on and fouled back behind home plate, and it's 0-2 on Contreras. Yelich in the on-deck circle. Brewers had an opportunity in the fourth inning with a couple of men on, but Oliver Dunn grounded out. They've out-hit the Royals 4-2. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball on the left side. Big hop for Garcia. Slings it to second for one. On to first in time. 5-4-3 it goes. Very good double play turned. A very good turn by Frazier at second base. And the Brewers down here in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of five. Royals with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin. A celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Jay.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Royals with a 2-1 lead on what has been a well-pitched game after both starting pitchers gave up back-to-back doubles to start this game up. Now, an asterisk should be next to Joe Ross's back-to-back doubles, because one was a fly ball in which Blake Perkins fell down, and that allowed, right now, the run that is the difference in this game to ultimately come around and score. Here's MJ Melendez, and Joe Ross's first pitch misses outside. It's 1-0. Brewers have out-hit Kansas City 4-2 so far this afternoon. Melendez, open stance, left-handed hitter. And the 1-0 pitch. Slider in on that back foot. He tried to check. He couldn't. He went around. They appealed to third, and Emil Jimenez says, yep, that's a strike. 1-1. Biggest crowd of the 3 days here today in Kansas City. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. School kids that are here today, they're just a couple of weeks away from being out for the summer in Kansas City. Get out a lot earlier down here than back home in Wisconsin, where we go to, in some cases, mid-June. They go back to school a lot earlier here, too, though. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 95. Melendez strikes out. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Joe Ross. His second of the afternoon. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So here's Freddie Fermin. 0-1 today. Flied out to medium depth left. Back in the second inning. Ross's first pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A 1 delivery. Line down the left field line. That is a fair ball. It's going to be a problem for the Brewers here as Fermin rounds first. He's headed to second. He's in there with a double. Not a very hard hit ball, just a well-placed little soft liner over the head of Dunn at third. And once it landed in fair territory, you knew it was going to be two. So Fermin, with just his second hit of this homestand for Kansas City, has a one-out double. And now Ross will have to pitch around really the first trouble he's had since back in the first inning. He gets the number 9 hitter in Kyle Isbell, who had a couple of hits last night, but is 0-1 today. Grounded out to Gary Sanchez back in the third. Ross brings home the first pitch, missed inside. It's 1-0. Springtime in Wisconsin. Beautiful flowers. Trees are greening up. You've probably mowed your yard maybe 2-3 times maybe by now back home. And, of course, using her sausage on the grill. Ross, long hold, and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. The brats, the hot dogs, the Italians, maybe the cheddar and jalapeno if you want to get a little bit fancy. All of them are great. Check out the entire Usinger lineup at your local grocer. One ball and one strike on Isbell. The pitch. Nailed the inside corner with a two-seam fastball. And he jumped out in front of Isbell, 1-2. Winner gets the series here this afternoon. Brewers trying to make it a 500 road trip with a win as well. 1-2 pitch. Soft liner, foul up the first baseline and off the netting. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Came inside with a fastball, and I think Isbell broke his bat. He's asking for some new lumber. And they get him a new one. Makes the exchange. And it'll take a second to make sure that the bat is to his liking before he gets back into the box here. A 2-1 Royals lead. If the first two games have taught us anything, though, there is a long way to go in this game before it is all said and done. Isbell back in there. Ross looking in. The 1-2. Lined into the glove and out of the glove of Sanchez. Picks it up, running to the bag. He will beat Isbell there for the out. And staying put at second the entire time was for Mean because he had to wait and see if Sanchez caught it. He dove and had it in the glove, but just couldn't squeeze it. But credit to Gary for staying with the play. He picked it up and scrambled to the bag and just beat a pretty speedy Isbell to the bag to get the outs. Just basically smothered that ball after it hit his glove. A good quick decision by Gary to get up and find a way to get that out. So two down, runners still at second, and here's Michael Garcia. This is a big at bat in this game. You got Bobby Witt Jr. in the on deck circle. Ross brings home the pitch, and he missed outside with a slider. Touch low as well. It's 1-0.
Tell you what, Sanchez hasn't looked like a gold glover over there, but he's gotten the job done today at first base on several plays.
Ross brings home the 1-0 pitch. That's check swing foul. Back to the screen, 1-1. He doesn't look overly comfortable, which would be expected for a guy that hasn't played a lot at first base. But as you said, he's made the plays. It's a little bit similar to what Sal Frelick looked like at third base early on during spring training. Athletic enough and knows the game well enough to make the plays they have to make. 1-1. This is lifted in the air to center, playable for Perkins. Back a couple of steps to his left, sunglasses on, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Joe Ross works around a one-out double here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth. It's 2-1 Kansas City on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Get the newest Brewers swag at the game against the Cardinals on Sunday, May 12th with a Brewers belt bag giveaway for the first 10,000 ticketed fans through the gates, courtesy of American Family Insurance. Grab seats at Brewers.com.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Right now, get 0% interest free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PelaWI.com.
Royals lead. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, Brady Singer is back out there. He's at 85 pitches. Sixth inning is our Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, and our contestant is Mark D'Amato from Green Bay. Christian Yelich, the batter, takes a first pitch slider for a strike. It's 0-1.
Mark will win a gift card jackpot of $300 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. A one pitch. Yelich, pop up. Shallow left field. Garcia, the third baseman, backpedaling out there to make the catch. And there's one away. And that'll get Adames to the plate. $100 added the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Well, Mark, Willy Adames had a home run last night. And seven home runs on the season. And a slider caught the outside corner on Adames. It's 0-1. A 2-1 Royals lead, top of the sixth on a beautiful day in Kansas City. 0-1 lined into left field for a base hit for Willie. So Adames is aboard with one away. And that'll get Jake Bowers to the plate. And what will the Royals do? Left-hander Will Smith has been up in the bullpen, and it looks like Matt Quatrero is going to come out and take the ball from Brady Singer. So he had a quick hook on Seth Lugo last night. Let's Singer go a little bit longer. Not quite to 90 pitches. But he's taking the ball from Singer. And the former Brewer, Will Smith, is coming into this game. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. And remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Singer's day is done. He will leave responsible for Adames, who's standing at first base. And Will Smith is coming on. The Royals lead it 2-1 here in the top of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has frost on the side.
Oh, you got to keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Royals with a 2-1 lead. Runner at first is Willy Adames, one out. And Will Smith is on for Kansas City. Pat Murphy goes to his bench. He will counter and bring in the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio to pinch hit here. Churio has been swinging it well of late, average up to 225. Going to see a lot of sliders. There goes Adames, the pitch. In there for a strike, the throw to second is not in time. Was not a great throw from Fermin. Pitch was outside. It was a strike, but it was on the outer half of the plate. It was a decent pitch to handle for Fermin. Willie got a decent jump, but the throw was high, and Willie able to hold the bag. That is stolen base number six for Willy Adames, and it's a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental. 0-1 to Churio, swing and a miss. Had a fastball at the bottom of the zone, and he's behind 0-2. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. One out, runner at second. 0-2 to Churio. And he takes low, one ball and two strikes. As we told you, you'll see a lot of sliders, a lot of breaking balls from Will Smith. Fastball is not an overwhelming fastball
anymore. 89 miles an hour. 1-2. Jackson skies it high in the air to center. This is very playable for Isbell, moving in and to his right and makes the catch. Not deep enough to allow Adames to try to advance to third. So Willie still at second and two outs now for Sal Frelick. So Sal will stay in to face Will Smith here. You've got Gary Sanchez in the on deck circle. You would love to find a way to get Sal Frelick on board and get Sanchez to the plate here in this spot. Smith brings home the pitch and Frelick takes a strike with a slider on the inner half. It's 0-1. Brian Hudson getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Tyler Duffy getting loose for Kansas City. 0-1. I missed outside. One ball and one strike the count. Duffy would not be eligible to come in and face Sanchez. Smith has to face three batters. Sanchez would be the third if Sal could reach. Smith brings home the 1-1. Frelick took a slider for a strike and it's 1-2. Sal is 1-for-2, had a base hit to right field back in the fourth. You take that result right here. Smith looks back at second and the 1-2. And Frelick took down and away with a slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Smith debuted with Kansas City, was traded to the Brewers in the Nori Aoki trade. Brewers, of course, traded him to San Francisco in 2016. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball out to center, but playable for Isbell. Back into his left, settles underneath of it, makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers got a hit and a stolen base. They strand Adames in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Kansas City with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Two to one, Kansas City leads the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Kauffman Stadium. Bobby Witt Jr. to lead things off for Kansas City against Joe Ross. Brian Hudson is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. So this might be the only batter that Ross faces in this inning. Cherio stays in the game at left. And the first pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. misses outside with a slider. It's 1-0. You've got the lefty in Pasquantino. And also the lefty in Massey scheduled to hit after Witt Jr. See how Pat Murphy plays it. 1-0 pitch missed outside with a slider. It's two balls and no strikes. Ross Ross only at 65 pitches, but he's going through this lineup a third time. Pitch is down and away. And it goes to 3-0 on Bobby Witt Jr. Nick Anderson getting loose in the Kansas City bullpen now. Ross, the 3-0 pitch to Witt. And he missed down and away. It's a four-pitch walk for Joe Ross. His second walk he's issued on the day, and that's going to be it for him. Pat Murphy pops up out of the dugout. He's going to go take the ball from him and bring Brian Hudson into this game. A U.S. Cellular call. The bullpen has been made. Proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Day is done for Joe Ross. Walks Bobby Witt Jr. to start up this inning. Pat Murphy has not taken the ball from him yet, but he has made the call because Brian Hudson is running in from the bullpen, and now Joe Ross hands the ball to Pat Murphy. 2-1, Kansas City leads at bottom of the sixth. Runner on and nobody out on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Members of Leona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LeonaWisconsin.org. LeonaWisconsin.org.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
2-1 Kansas City, bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at first is the speedy Bobby Witt Jr. Brian Hudson, the left-hander, is on for the crew to face the left-handed hitting Vinny Pasquantino. Hudson looks in and now tosses over to first, and Witt Jr. is back in time. Pasquantino has had the best swings in this series for Kansas City's lineup. He has swung the bat very well. 0 for 1 today with a sac fly. Hudson, the pitch, lined over the glove of a leaping Adames into center field. Witt Jr. is going to go first to third. And the Royals have him on the corners with nobody out. Pasquantino's had a great series. 10 hits in his last 8 games. And now trouble to work around for Brian Hudson. Witt is Ross's responsibility at third base. Hudson's been great for the Brewers this year. 2-0 with a .93 ERA in 13 appearances. Gave up a run in his last outing against Chicago on Saturday. Over 2 innings. Michael Massey, the batter, lines one out to right. Back on it a couple of steps is Frelick. He's going to make the catch. Tagging at third and scoring is Witt Jr. And the Royals get an insurance run. It's 3-1 Kansas City. That run charged to Ross. So Joe Ross goes 5-plus innings today. Gives up just 3 hits, but gives up 3 runs. A couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts for Joe Ross today. That's the final line on him. Here's Hunter Renfroe. Pitch is outside. It's 1-0. So Pasquantino stays put at first. He's there with one out. And Hudson trying to make sure that that's the only run Kansas City can get in this inning. Renfro 0 for 2. Hudson's pitch. Swing and a miss. Contreras pump fake to first like he was going to back pick. And diving back in there was Pasquantino. One ball and one strike on the former Brewer Hunter Renfro. 1-1 pitch. That missed low. Two balls and a strike. Kansas City with a 3-1 lead despite the fact they've been out hit 5-4 in this game. Two-one. Missed way inside. Three balls and one strike on Renfro. Well, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers and two orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Here's the 3-1 to Renfro, and he rolls it foul into the Brewers' dugout. It's full now, 3-2. Brewers will get on a plane following the conclusion of this game, head back to Milwaukee, and get ready to welcome the team from the other side of the state of Missouri. 3-2, he didn't mean to do it. He went around on a breaking ball right down the middle, and Renfro mad at himself. He strikes out swinging. An ortho ASAP strikeout for Hudson, a big second out. And now here's Adam Frazier. They call it the I-70 series when the Royals and Cardinals play each other. You just get on I-70, head east from Kansas City, and you're in St. Louis. Pitch to Frazier, misses up and away. It's 1-0. Brewers having their own I-70 series with the Royals here, and then four-game series with St. Louis back home in Milwaukee starting tomorrow night. 1-0 pitch. Frazier took a strike on the outside edge with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Brian Hudson working on his 27th birthday here this afternoon, trying to get out of this inning with no further damage. The 1-1 missed down and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Brewers will have the bottom third of their order up in the seventh inning. That'll be Sanchez, Dunn, and Perkins scheduled to hit against presumably Nick Anderson, who's getting loose in the Royals' pen. 2-1, swing and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. Frazier came up empty, and it's 2-2. Still drama left in this one, you get the feeling. Hudson's 2-2 pitch. Popped up foul and out of play. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. Brewers will try to do something against this Royals bullpen, which is not an overwhelming bullpen. It is a bullpen you can have some success against, as they proved last night. Hudson, the 2-2. Soft roller to second base. It's actually the shortstop Adames who comes on the second base side of the bag, fields it, throws to first, and the inning is over. So Hudson able to get out of it with no further damage. The leadoff walk came around and scored, and the Royals got an insurance run. 3-1 Kansas City as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Cobb's Tire Service is your low price headquarters for all major tire brands. We buy tires manufactured direct and sell to you for less. Right now, get up to $250 in rebates on Hankook, up to $240 in rebates on Goodyear, up to $170 in rebates on Bridgestone, or up to $160 in rebates on Firestone. Cobb's Tire won't be undersold. Hurry, offers end May 31st. See store for details. Visit us online at PompsTire.com. Pumps, we know tires and service. You should know Pumps.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Three to one, Kansas City, as we head to the seventh inning here at Kauffman Stadium. Nick Anderson takes over on the mound for the Royals. Gary Sanchez to lead things off for the crew, and back in on the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, it's been a very familiar refrain this road trip. Great starting pitching for the Brewers' opponent. Today it was Brady Singer for 5 1/3. Brewers scored two batters into the game. They have not scored since. Now it's 3-1 KC, and Anderson to face Gary Sanchez. First pitch, right in there, 95-mile-an-hour strike one. Will Smith got the two batters he faced in the sixth and stranded a runner in scoring position. Good job for the veteran Smith. Now the 0-1. Fly ball hit into deep right center field on his horses. Renfroe back. It's going to be over his head and over the fence. Goodbye. Opposite field home run, Gary Sanchez, his second of the series. And the Brewers are back within a run. It's a 3-2 game leading off the seventh inning. That ball is flying off of Gary's bat here the last few weeks. Boy, when you hit it as a right-handed batter out over the right center field fence, that's showing some serious thump. An oppo bomb, his fifth of the year. Nobody on, nobody out, and a ball one misses high. Now on Oliver Dunn. Rude greeting of Nick Anderson. Dunn is 0 for 2, the 1-0. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Right back within a run are the crew, and the 2-0 pitch is inside on Dunn, ball three. Blake Perkins is in the on-deck circle, and then the top of the order, Terang, is due. Nobody out. 3-0 pitch. Took a strike on the very inside corner, did Dunn. That was Gary Sanchez's second hit of this game. And it left the yard. 3-1. Outside, ball four on a curve, and the tying run is aboard with nobody out. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Dunn is aboard. And here comes Perkins, perhaps in a situation where he will try to lay down a bunt. The Kansas City corner infielders think he may. They are up. Third baseman Garcia is already standing in on the grass. Blake 0 for 2. He's not showing a bunt. And he took a curveball right down the middle for a strike. Longtime former Tampa Ray is Anderson, who was with Atlanta last year. This is 15th outing as a member of the Royals. 2-1 with a 2.77 entering. Runner at first in the 0-1. Full swing and a ground ball hit to second base into the hole. A play for Adam Frazier to his left. It's not a double play ball, so he'll take the out at first, does Frazier, and gets it there in time to retire Perkins. The location of where that ground ball was hit made it essentially a sacrifice. Served the same purpose. Got the tying run into scoring position here with only one out for Bryce Tarang. 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. The pitch. Drop the curveball in at the top of the zone for strike one. Can Bryce deliver the knock that could tie us up? 3-2 in the seventh. The 0-1. Line drive, left field, falling in fast and in for a base hit around third. Here comes Dunn. Throw from Melendez in plenty of time. The slide tag, he's out. Dunn is out at the plate. Two gone in the seventh inning. MJ Melendez got over to the line, fielded it off one hop on the single by Tarang and threw out Oliver Dunn trying to score. Taking second on the play is Tarang. Brewers will not challenge the call. It was a great tag by Freddie Fermin, the catcher. Oh, the Brewers that close to tying it up. But MJ Melendez made the one-hop throw. Because Tarang took second on the throw, William Contreras is due up, and with the tying run in scoring position, the Royals are not going to mess around with William. They're going to intentionally walk Contreras. So they do that to put two on. There are now two outs in the inning. Left-hander has been warming. That's Angel Serpa. And now here comes Matt Quatrero, the Kansas City manager, and he's going to make a pitching change. So that'll do it for Nick Anderson. He gave up the run on the home run by Sanchez and very nearly the tying run were it not for the outfield assist. Call to the pen brought to you by U.S. Cellular. Proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. The lefty Serpa in to face Yelich. Big spot. 3-2 Royals in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Karama, hot, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Christian Yelich versus Angel Serpa, the left-hander. We are in the seventh. The tying run at second, Tarang. The potential go-ahead run at first, Contreras. 3-2, Kansas City. So Serpa in after two outs from Nick Anderson. And here's Yelich, first pitch. Took a strike at the very top of the zone. Well-located 96-mile-an-hour pitch. In his return from the injured list, Yelich is 0-for-3. Popped out last inning. Serpa sets outside the chest in the 0-1. Down and away that time on a fastball. Serpa came in the seventh inning last night behind Seth Lugo and allowed an inherited runner to score. Andrew Monasterio had an RBI single against him. Two on and two out. The 1-1 pitch, strike called right at the top of the zone again with a fastball, and Yelich couldn't pull the trigger. So he's behind 1-2. The only reason this game's not tied, a great throw from left field by MJ Melendez. Serpa ready in the 1-2 pitch. Outside, he took that fastball a few inches off the plate. Boy, that's a good take for a guy who hasn't seen live pitching in almost a month. 2-2, the count evens. Great speed at second with Terang. Serpa is ready. The lefty's 2-2. Lashed foul into the netting above the Brewers' third base dugout. Serpa, Z-E-R-P-A. This is 17th game. He's got a 1.72 earned run average from Matt Quatrero.